This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. In the Bihar Assembly election, the ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has recorded a landslide victory. Results for all 243 seats have been declared. The NDA crossed the two-thirds majority mark by winning 202 seats. The RJD-led Mahagathbandhan is far behind, having won 35 seats, and others won 6 seats. Meanwhile, in the Assembly by-poll held in 8 constituencies spread over 7 states, BJP and Congress have won 2 seats each. Aam Aadmi Party, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, Mizo National Front and People's Democratic Party have won 1 seat each. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and senior BJP leader Amit Shah have thanked people of Bihar for giving the alliance a historic and unprecedented mandate. Addressing party members at BJP headquarters in New Delhi, Prime Minister Modi said the victory in Bihar Assembly elections is a mandate for politics of development and rejections of politics of nepotism.
बिहार ने ये सुनिश्चित किया है बिहार की महान भूमि पर फिर कभी जंगल राज की वापसी नहीं होने वाली आज की ये जीत बिहार की उन माताओं बहनों और बेटियों की है जिन्होंने सालों तक आरजेडी के शासन में जंगल राज का आतंक झेला है ये जीत बिहार के उस नौजवान की है जिसके भविष्य को कांग्रेस और लाल झंडे वालों के आतंक के कारण बर्बाद किया गया.
Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar expressed gratitude to all constituent parties of the NDA and its leaders. He said the people of state have demonstrated their trust in the coalition government by giving the NDA a huge majority in state assembly election. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has said that they are grateful to those voters in Bihar who supported the Mahagathbandhan. Mr. Kharge said they'll study the election results and will present a detailed perspective about understanding the reasons for the outcomes. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, also extended gratitude to the voters in Bihar who expressed their trust in the Mahagathbandhan. Mr. Gandhi said the Congress Party and the India Alliance will review this result and make the efforts to save democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Gujarat today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will visit the under-construction bullet train station in Surat to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor. He will also visit Dedipada and participate in a program marking the 150th birth anniversary celebration of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. On the occasion, he'll inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructure and development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees and also address the gathering. India will celebrate Janjatiya Gaurav Divas today to commemorate the birth anniversary of the freedom fighter and tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Centre has marked 15th November as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, recognising the importance of keeping tribal history alive. Over time, this observance has expanded into Janjatiya Gaurav Week, celebrated across ministries and states with cultural programmes, exhibitions and educational activities that bring the legacy of tribal heroes to life. Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment is organising the Divya Kala Mela beginning today till 23rd of this month at Lucknow University. The 9-day event will be inaugurated by Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, Banwarilal Verma. The Mela will be open to visitors daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Around 100 Divyang artisans, artists and entrepreneurs from around 18 states and union territories will exhibit their products and skills at this Mela. In men's cricket, India ended day one of the first test against South Africa at Kolkata's Eden Gardens on a dominating note. The hosts were 37 for the loss of one wicket. Earlier, hosts bundled out South Africa for 159 as Jasprit Bumrah starred with a 5-wicket haul, while Mohammad Siraj and Kuldeep Yadav claimed 2 wickets each. India clinched 3 more gold medals in the recurve events at the Asian Archery Championship in Dhaka. Ankita Bhagat won the women's individual title, defeating Korea Shuen Nam in the men's final. Dheeraj Bomdevera beat compatriot Rahul to become the first Indian man to win this crown, with Rahul taking silver. India also secured the men's team gold as Yashdeep Bhoge, Atanu Das and Rahul edged Korea. And that is the end of this news bulletin.